Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 974 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Fagan. He denounced Frank bitterly and vehemently and made this statement about Frank in my hearing. They are going to break that Jew's neck. This was stated most bitterly and positively. 5. Q. Did you hear A.H. Hensley in Monroe, Georgia, between said dates, make any statements as to what he believed about the guilt of Leo M. Frank of the murder of Mary Fagan? If so, what were those statements? A. Yes, he said that Frank was guilty. 6. Q. Did H. Hensley in Monroe, Georgia, between said dates, in your presence and hearing, say he thought Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan? If so, did he state it positively and firmly? How did he make the statement? Give his language as well as you recollect it. If you do not recollect his language, what was the tenor of it? A. Yes, he was bitter. 7. Q. Did you hear H. Hensley in Monroe, Georgia, between said dates, say anything about what the jury that tried Leo M. Frank for the murder of Mary Fagan would do if that jury did its duty? If so, what did he say, giving his language as near as you can recollect it? And if you cannot recall the exact language, state the tenor and effect of said language. A. 8. Q. How long did A.H. Hensley discuss the guilt of Leo M. Frank in Monroe, Georgia, between said dates, and how many times did he repeat the statement that he thought Frank was guilty, in your hearing? A. I was only present about 20 minutes. He was talking all the time I was there and stating that Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan. 9. Q. At the time you heard the statements above answered or referred to, who else was present and who else heard these statements, if you know? A.J.J. Nunnally and some others whose names I do not now recall. 10. Q. State in full what is your business, occupation, or occupations. A. Dentist, practicing about 7 years. M. Graduate of Atlanta Dental College. W.L. Ricker, Georgia, Walton County. Before me personally appeared W.L. Ricker, who being first duly sworn true answers to make to the above and foregoing questions, answered same as above set forth. Said answer accepted to and subscribed before me this September 27th, 1913. Clifford Walker, Notary Public, Walton County, Georgia.